Now as my beloved brother Kusumi has set the stage, I, Jesus, will take it to the next level. My beloved, life is an opportunity of such great cosmic importance that when you see just a glimpse of how wonderful an opportunity life on earth is, all of a sudden you are raised above the condition that has become the most common, the most widespread condition on earth today. And that condition is a state of depression, a state of helplessness, a state of despair, where people feel that there is nothing they can do to improve conditions on earth, for it is too big for any one person to solve the myriad of problems that are out there. But my beloved, this is exactly what the forces of this world want you to believe, for it pacifies you. And so can you see, my beloved, that when the forces of the false teacher took over Christianity and turned it into a pacifist religion that turned people into pacifists who sit there and wait for God or Christ to come and do it all for them, they set the stage for the present age. For I must tell you that the plan of the ascended host has been all along that in this critical time, at this critical nexus between the Piscean and Aquarian dispensation, the top 10% of the light bearers on this earth should rise up and cry out, "The emperor has nothing on." Yet the false teachers have done everything they could to prevent this awakening by pacifying people, first through Christianity, then through materialistic science, which tells them that they are no more than highly evolved monkeys and that they have no real power to change anything beyond what they can do with their physical body. My beloved, this is such a state of illusion that it is mind-boggling to an ascended being that people can be in it. But it is especially mind-boggling that the top 10% of the most spiritual people have allowed themselves to be manipulated into this state of depression and hopelessness, and that they still are in it. So thus I speak to the mass consciousness and I say, with God all things are possible, and you are the people of God. So when you wake up and recognize your rightful role to have dominion over the earth, and when you call forth God's light and power to flow through your beings, when you make yourselves the open door, then there is indeed something you can do to change conditions on earth. There is something God can do through you when you are willing to be the open door, to be the light of the world. My beloved, what is the example that was set by me, by the Buddha, by Saint Francis, by Krishna, by so many other leaders, whether they were spiritual or in other realms? Look at the world and see how many times one person made a difference. One person brought forth some new idea that changed the world somewhat. And then, my beloved, dare to recognize the fact that you have the potential to become such a person. Whether you become publicly known or not, you have the potential to make a difference on the earth. And when you realize this and reconnect to that higher love, for it was indeed the love for making a difference that brought you to this planet, well, then all weight and cloud of depression is blown away. There is no room for it anymore in your consciousness, for you simply do not have time to sit down and be depressed. For there is so much you can do, and now you see what you can do. You see where you can at least start doing something, and you are so inflamed with doing something that you start walking, and as you start walking, you will be led further and further along on the path that represents your individual divine plan. My beloved, it is amazing to us to look down upon the spiritual people on earth, be they ascended master students or in other movements or even outside of any formal movement, and see how they sit there knowing there is a spiritual side to life, knowing they are spiritual people, but yet they feel so weighted down, they feel so insignificant that they cannot get themselves over that hump and take a stand with Christ. Instead, they do as Peter did when he was asked whether he was one with me. He denied that oneness, seeking to hide from those that he knew would condemn him. And so you yourselves, if you will be honest, will see how many times in your lives you have had an opportunity to speak out and bear witness to your truths, and yet something within you prevented you from doing it. Something within you caused you to bite your tongue. Two, as the saying goes, hold your peace. But my beloved, I do not want you to hold your peace. I want you to share it, to let it flow, so that it can enlighten and inspire others, so that you can give to someone a spark of the spiritual fire of your heart that will reignite the spiritual fire in their hearts. And so that spiritual fire can then spread like a brush fire. And this is exactly how the early Christian movement spread after the descent of the Holy Spirit, where my disciples finally got the courage to take a stand and no longer hide their light under a bushel. And they got out there on the housetops, crying from the housetops, preaching wherever they were would be heard and even where they would not be heard. For they were so inflamed by the Spirit that they were ready to go to the ends of the earth to bring the message of Christ as they saw it. And my beloved, today you have an even higher vision of Christ. And so the question is only, will you dare to take that step up and be the open door and share your truth?
I will. I will.
I thank you, and I will now let my beloved Lord of the world, Gautama Buddha, give you a further teaching on how this can be accomplished.